mine. Your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed on the first stage of a deal to end the war in Gaza and send 48 remaining hostages home.
The hostages will come back. They're coming, all coming back on Monday.
All.
The president spoke to a group of hostage families over a phone speaker. In Jerusalem, BBC's Hugo Bachega reports the Israeli government is expected to give final approval to the deal.
We haven't seen the deal yet, but obviously what was different in these negotiations was the personal involvement of President Trump, who has put a lot of pressure not only on Hamas, but also on Israel and on the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, apparently telling the Prime Minister that the time had come for a deal and the time had come for the war to end.
Linda Gradstein reports President Trump is getting credit from both sides.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it is a big day for Israel and thanked President Trump for his dedication to freeing the hostages. Once Israel signs the deal on Thursday, Hamas has agreed to free all remaining 48 hostages, both alive and dead, within 72 hours. In a statement, Hamas also thanked President Trump and said the deal ensures a complete Israeli withdrawal from Gaza.
A three federal judge panel is set to consider whether or not President Trump can deploy members of the National Guard to Portland, Oregon. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The Ninth Circuit is reviewing a decision that Judge Immergut made when she concluded that she should issue a temporary restraining order stopping the Trump administration from federalizing the Oregon National Guard.
Still no public sign of progress to end the government shutdown stretching into its second week, but we did see this in public. It was House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries who speaks first, and New York Republican Representative Mike Lawler.
You're making a show of this to
no,
make it's yourself
sad.
Relevant.
It's sad. You could easily sign on to this.
You're embarrassing yourself right now.
You could sign on to this. The only embarrassment here is you.
You're an embarrassment.
A 29-year-old former Uber driver named Jonathan Rinderknecht is under arrest and charged with intentionally starting the devastating Palisades fire in Southern California last January. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says investigators found plenty of digital evidence.
Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Assaley says authorities also uncovered other AI evidence,
including the defendant's ChatGPT prompt of a dystopian painting. That's an image he produced a few months before the fire started. It shows a city being burned.
The suspect will appear for a hearing Thursday and, if convicted, could face up to 20 years in prison. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Brad's day is off to a slow start. So he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
It's going to cost you more to visit the happiest place on earth.
It's going to cost you more just to get into the door at Disney. Both Disney World in Florida and Disneyland in California have announced their annual price hikes and will now charge more than $200 per single day ticket at peak times. These include major holidays, school breaks, and summer vacation. The steepest price hikes affect the top tier tickets at both parks and will go into effect in late 2026. Disney tells CBS News, our commitment to creating magical experiences for everyone remains at the heart of what we do. Jen Clark, CBS News.
Retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy tells the Associated Press he's troubled that partisanship seemed to be, quote, creeping its way onto the court. He says he's also worried political discourse in the country has gotten vulgar and vile, saying he worries for the country. Kennedy said the tone of recent opinions bothers him more than the outcome of the cases. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow. Nice day with highs in the low 60s. A slight shower chance for Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs into the upper 60s. More 60s this weekend. Right now it's 48.
WRJN. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me Yeah.
Central Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries, 'cause he if there's one thing she don't need is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Cut me working for you. Whoa.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign. Blocking out to see and re-breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the sign?
The sign said anybody caught trespassing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Membership card to get inside.
Your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
WRJN.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. To make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Travel and bam. Take me to the hotel. tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a chance, tell her no, 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 no. Tell you I love you, whoa, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm.
Don't you see the now you've gone?
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Gaza's Khan Yunis. A joyous reaction as Israel and Hamas strike a deal for Hamas to release all remaining hostages and for Israel to withdraw its forces to a, quote, agreed-upon line. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
President Trump said he believed the 48 hostages will be freed on Monday, and Israeli hospitals are preparing to receive them. 20 of them are believed to still be alive, and Hamas said it will free all of those alive and the bodies it has been able to locate. Israel has agreed to free 250 Palestinian prisoners jailed for murder, as well as 1,700 others, although the list of names has not been announced.
President Trump announced the deal was coming during an unrelated event at the White House, as correspondent Jared Hill reports.
Earlier Wednesday, Trump indicated a deal was fast approaching.
I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East,
and they're going to need me pretty quickly.
A statement from the U.S. military's Northern Command says about 500 National Guard troops from Texas and Illinois are, quote, employed in the greater Chicago area of Illinois to protect ICE agents and other U.S. government personnel. Local